Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. Good morning.
We are in session. This is the Wednesday morning, January 16th, 2019 session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hardesty?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's Office for Communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that's being said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. Before we move to communications, I'd like to turn this over to Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, community members. I have a brief statement that I'd like to read for you. As I start my third week here on the Portland City Council, I am concerned about how privilege, and specifically white male privilege, is limiting the public's access to City Hall. There is a chilling effect on persons who are unaccustomed to coming to City Hall to have their voices heard when they see and experience the disruption that seems to be the new normal at Portland City Hall. The privilege afforded a small group of white men to be disrespectful, to be disruptive, to be self-centered, is not appropriate behavior in this building. This behavior limits access to those entering this building for the very first time or who are new to the political process. I ran my campaign on a platform of creating one Portland, a Portland where regardless of race, income, sexual orientation, or country of origin, you would have a respectful interaction and reception when you entered City Hall and from city officials. We fail in our job when we don't make access equal, accessible, and fair to all who seek a voice in our process. We are all aware that we live in a state built on white supremacy, and that legacy of that history lingers on today. Many of the disruptors I know personally and respect their desire to be heard and the issues that they care about. However, their issues and concerns shouldn't drown out the voices of others who have come to this building seeking the same access and opportunity. As someone who has spent time, a lot of time, on the other side of this podium demanding accountability, I find it chilling and disrespectful that there are a few white men who think that everything this council does is about them. It isn't. I want to engage people from all walks of life and their local government, but I am very concerned about how they will experience their local government if their first, second, or third visit is what we have seen previously in these council chambers. My open message to those who seek to disrupt this process is this. If you have a proposal to improve the outcomes for the people in the city of Portland, you will find a welcoming ear and my office ready to assist you. However, if this is simply about having footage for your YouTube channel or your Facebook page, you should be aware that using your privilege in this way cannot continue. You have a right to have your voice heard. I am encouraging other white men and women to check the behavior of those who seek to drown out voices of others. Civic discourse cannot thrive if it is not coupled with civility and respect for all. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, and I know others would like to comment as well. Thank you for your strong statement. Commissioner Fish.
Well, first of all, I want to just congratulate our newest member for her statement, which I strongly support, and thank you. I also want to just acknowledge, Commissioner, that we often hear from our employees. In addition to this chamber where we do official business, this is a building where lots of people work.
Yes.
And we have witnessed significant disruptions that go from chambers into the workplace. And people have told us that increasingly they don't feel safe and welcome in their own workplace. We have an obligation to maintain a safe workplace and a respectful workplace. It's a legal obligation under federal and state law. We want people to feel pride in service, and we want people to know they can come to work and be safe. So I would simply add to your excellent statement that as we think about how we model good behavior in this space, let's also remember that just outside these doors is a place where lots of people work, and they have a right to enjoy a safe and respectful workplace as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, for your leadership. I thoroughly support what you said.
Thank you.
I have a couple of comments as well. First of all, thank you for your strong statement. There are plenty of opportunities for people to have their voice heard in this chamber, and you've heard me say this many times. People can sign up for communications. That gives you 3 minutes to talk about whatever you want to talk about. People have the right to testify on the first readings of resolutions, of ordinances, and there are other opportunities to have one's voice heard as well. What we have witnessed in this chamber, and I would say last week was actually a new low. We had a large group of people coming in for the reading of a proclamation. They happened to be from the Eastern European and Slavic communities. And what they were subjected to was 15 minutes of hostility and verbal abuse. And as you heard me say last week, and I'll say it again, that has no place in this chamber. It is not only highly disrespectful to the people who are trying to be heard, who have signed up for their time or have come in to testify on a particular issue, it's a form of harassment and intimidation to try to shut down their voice. And you heard me say that last week as well. And as Commissioner Fish has just rightly pointed out, there are many employees in this city who are required to come here to this chamber and either be present, like our legal counsel and our clerk, or they are required to testify as a condition of their employment. And they should not be subjected to any kind of verbal abuse. It takes time away from the rest of our agenda, and we've seen in the past when people are disruptive, when they protest, when they lie down on the floor, when they start swearing at people, when they force us to clear the chamber. That takes time away from everybody else because it shortens the amount of time that's then available for public testimony later in the agenda. It also costs the taxpayers a significant amount of money. I do not need to tell anybody in this chamber that we have had to significantly increase security expenditures over the last year and a half in response to what Commissioner Hardesty describes correctly as a relatively small group of highly disruptive individuals. And last but not least, I get asked all the time, people say, well, hey, Ted, you are the presiding officer. It is your job to maintain decorum in this chamber. You know these people are disruptive. You know they are coming here explicitly for the purpose of disrupting this democratic process. Why don't you just exclude them? And the answer is the courts have thus far held that we cannot preemptively exclude anybody from this chamber based on their First Amendment right to be here. We cannot presume that they are going to act out based on past behavior. And maybe it's time we revisit some of our obligations with regard to maintaining a open, welcoming, and respectful environment for everyone. So I know my colleagues are interested in this conversation. We'd certainly be interested in feedback from the public. But Commissioner Hardesty is right. This chamber should be packed today. It should be full of people. We have an agenda that includes affordable housing. It includes significant pay equity issues. It includes significant issues that are of concern to everybody. And there was a time when you could fill both the first and the second floor of this chamber with citizens who wanted to come in and hear what their elected officials were doing. And but for a very, very small number of people from the outside, this chamber is largely full of city employees and people who are on the agenda today, and a small handful of others. And to me, that is damaging to our democracy, and it undercuts the right and the privilege that people have to be here, to speak, to be heard, and otherwise enjoy their First Amendment rights. So, Commissioner Hardesty, that was a long way of saying thank you. I appreciate your statement, and I strongly support it. Thank you for bringing it forward. Very good.